दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अजय कुमार। The nation yesterday saluted the courage, commitment and supreme sacrifice of the armed forces on the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. On this day last year, India launched Operation Sindoor, carrying out airstrikes on 9 terror infrastructures in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, eliminating at least 100 terrorists. It was India's befitting response to the barbaric Pakistan-sponsored terror attack on the tourists in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April last year. In their messages on the occasion, the President, Vice President and Prime Minister described Operation Sindoor as a landmark expression of country's uncompromising stand against terrorism and threats to national security. President Draupadi Murmu called Operation Sindoor as a defining testament to India's unwavering resolve against terrorism and all forces that threaten our sovereignty and the safety of citizens. President Murmu said the nation salutes the indomitable bravery, sacrifice and professionalism of our soldiers. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan termed Operation Sindoor as a defining moment when India responded firmly to terror forces and terror-sponsoring states attempting to disturb the peace, unity and sovereignty of Bharat. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem. Mr. Modi said the Indian Armed Forces displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation. He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also honoured the valor and sacrifice of the Indian Armed Forces on the anniversary of Operation Sindoor. In the midst of preparations to form a new government in West Bengal, the State Legislative Assembly has been formally dissolved. Governor Arun Ravi issued the order to dissolve the existing assembly yesterday, exercising powers under Article 174 of the Constitution. This marks a significant step in the transition of power as the state moves toward the formation of its next government by taking oath on Saturday. In Keralam, the decision on the new chief minister will be announced by the Congress High Command in New Delhi after consulting reports submitted by AICC observers. KPCC President Sunny Joseph said a resolution empowering the AICC president to select the Congress Legislative Party leader was unanimously adopted at the Legislative Party meeting held in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. Our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent reports that KPCC President Sunny Joseph said the observers who will be returning to Delhi will submit their findings to the national leadership of the party. In Tamil Nadu, stalemate prevails on the issue of proving majority by the single largest party, the TVK. Throughout the day, hectic parleying continued in state's political landscape to add the number to achieve 118-seat majority mark, the magic number for a hassle-free government formation process. In the assembly poll results, actor-turned-politician Vijay's Tamilaga Vetri Kazakam, TVK, swept 108 of the state's 234 seats. TVK needs 10 more seats to hit that 118-seat mark. DMK has secured 59 and AIADMK has won 47 seats, while Congress has won 5 seats. The DMK Legislative Party members met under the leadership of Party Chief M.K. Stalin today and passed 4 resolutions, including criticism of the ungrateful behaviour of the Congress Party. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Keralam, Mahe, South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karikal for the next 2 days. The Met Department said that thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are very likely to prevail over Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Coastal Karnataka and Rayalaseema today. The Supreme Court has ruled that consumers cannot be made to pay for a service they no longer receive, saying tariff determination is not merely a mathematical exercise but a regulatory balancing act aimed at protecting consumer interests. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 9 runs in a rain-marred match at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Khanna International Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing 213 for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 203 for 6 in stipulated 19 overs. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants scored 209 for 3 in 19 overs. Multiple rain interruptions reduced the match to a 19-over side affair, settling Bengaluru a DLS target of 213. And that is the end of this news bulletin.